Welcome to Route to Adventure. Don't follow where the path may lead. Follow it to Fort Wilderness in Florida, and you will never leave. I know that's not a real quote. That's kind of my quote, but hey, that's where my wife and I are at right this very second. In fact, I'm doing this podcast sitting in my camp chair, looking out over the beautiful lake here at Fort Wilderness, right behind the Airstream here, right behind the Globetrotter, Studio A. Anyway, it's been a wonderful journey, but I will say this, my wife and I, we actually got kicked out of our first RV park, and it wasn't pretty. Can you believe that? Have you ever been kicked out of an RV park? What in the world did we do? Well, we didn't do anything. We actually, we got evacuated. A weird thing happened. As we were driving into Coden, Alabama, we were staying at the Bay Palms Resort, which, by the way, is a very nice resort. If you're traveling through and you want to stay at Bay Palms in Coden, it's a beautiful resort. I think our only negative about Bay Palms Resort, and possibly the time of year, was the millions and billions of no-see-ums, and we got attacked instantly. Those things bite, and but anyway, going back to why we got evacuated, kicked out, as I like to say, there was a fire right behind the RV park, and I mean it was huge, and it just kept getting closer and closer. And my wife was up; she was up doing laundry, and I saw this thing, and I'm going, you know, just doesn't look good. I think we probably ought to get out of here. And I touched base with a few other RV folks there. And I said, nah, they've got this thing covered. You don't need to worry about that. And one guy says, you know, my rig's insured. And I think we're just going to stick it out here. And so I still didn't feel good about it. And I went up and I got my wife. And I said, honey, throw the wet clothes. They were in the wash machine. They throw them in our laundry bag. We wrung them out. By the time we got back to the RV, the fire department was there, and they were like, you gotta leave. Everybody's gotta leave. The good news was we weren't there that long, and so we were really already hitched up. All we had to do was throw the wet laundry in the back of the truck and head out. I do not like driving at night, though. Just with my eyes, I just don't like it. So we did have to drive at night. But the good news with that was, what do we come across as we're heading to Florida? We come across our very first Buc-ee's. Now, it's about 10 o'clock at night, and we said, yeah, let's pull into Buc-ee's. We give ourselves a break, and we went into Buc-ee's, and I got to tell you know it's going to be big when you pull off the exit, and it says Buc-ee's Boulevard. Well, we walked into this thing, and it was lit up like 1,000 candles. It was huge. It was overwhelming. And what did we do? Well, we went shopping. What else did we do? We bought a couple of beach towels because our towels were soaking wet from, you know, having to evacuate out of Coden there. But yeah, we bought a couple of towels, and then, of course, I start strolling along, and what do I see but a brisket sandwich? Now, I know, you're thinking, you already ate dinner, and I did. I ate dinner already. But hey, you know that fire thing? That kind of got me a little bit excited. It kind of chewed through some calories, and how do you pass up a Buc-ee's brisket sandwich? You don't. Got one of those, and let me tell you, it was as good as it smelled. So, great experience there at Buc-ee's. And Bay Palms, they made it through it. By the way, no one was injured. We all got out of there. It was exciting. It's really got exciting, though, when I started pulling down the road, and they blocked the road. And then they said, sir, you got to turn around and go the other way. And all we had was a very, very small dirt road to back into. But thankfully, my wife jumped out, got on her phone, backed our rig up, and turned around, and life was good. So yeah, everything turned out well. But hey, here we are at Fort Wilderness. That says Disney's Fort Wilderness. Is it pricey? Yeah, it's pricey. I will tell you that. Is it worth it? Well, let me put it to you this way. I'm looking at a beautiful lake. We got the turtles that are sunning themselves on the rock. The camp area that they put you in is phenomenal. I mean, I have neighbors to the left and right, but it's wooded. You really don't know they're there. We must have timed it right this time of year. I mean, it's April. It's, the crowds are low. It's just gorgeous. Is it worth it? I think so. I think it's amazing. From the pool to the pickleball courts to, again, we get campfire music. You get movies on the big screen across the lake here. Yeah, it's awesome. The bicycle riding inside, we brought our bikes, and the bicycle riding here in Fort Wilderness is great. A lot of paths that you can take. It's a short walk up to the lake, the other lake, the big lake. It's a short walk up to the big lake, and up there, at nighttime, you can watch the fireworks show from Disney, and it's amazing. And here's the hot tip. You can get on that boat. The boat takes you over to Disneyland. It takes you over to Disney World over there and Magic Kingdom. And you don't have to go in Magic Kingdom. You just ride the boat all the way across that big lake, get off, roam around, jump on the boat back to Fort Wilderness if you want. But the hot tip is when it's getting close to fireworks time, you get on that boat, they travel out, and the captain, he'll just kind of park that baby out there for a little bit, and you can watch the fireworks. So that's the Fort Wilderness hot tip from Old Pete. So how have things been working for us other than being comfortable and relaxed here at Fort Wilderness? Well, let me tell you, as I said in my last podcast, the roads were rough. Highway 40, New Mexico, Louisiana. Hear the traffic in the background here. Louisiana, wow, bumpy. The expansion joints, oh my gosh. We just thought it's going to tear our trailer apart. And when we pulled over outside of Louisiana, and our drawer had fallen out. One of the big drawers had fallen out. Looked like it had busted up the drawer slides. But my wife is pretty handy with figuring out puzzles, and she kind of puzzled the plastic pieces back together. We actually got the drawer back in. It didn't do any damage to the drawer itself, which is good. I may down the road have to replace that drawer slide. But that was a little disappointing that thing popped out, and it could have done some real damage. But no damage done, so we're very grateful for that. What else has happened to the rig? Our hot water heater situation, somehow it has resolved itself. We're getting hot water on demand at this point. So it could have been one of two things, possibly. It could have been our propane was low. Could have been. Could have been the cold weather, and somehow it's just not perking up during the cold. So I really got to look into that. But for now, it's working, and I don't care. It's working good. The other issue we had starting off with, it's probably our fault, user error. I took down the Dometic thermostat, and I put up a Micro-Air. And I did that basically for convenience more than anything, using the phone app. We didn't test it before we left. And testing it on the road was probably not the best thing to do. I got a little frustrated when the Bluetooth wouldn't connect. Couldn't get Wi-Fi connected there because I was too lazy to pull out the Starlink. And we had some fiddling to do with it. So we did get it going, though. That's the good news. The Micro Air is working well. We really should have, did our homework before we left, honestly. But all is well on that end. So that's been working good. The AirSafe Hitch, I keep talking about the AirSafe Hitch, and I just think the AirSafe Hitch really saved us. I really do. I use that with the Equalizer weight distribution system with 1,000-pound bars. We have no pop rivets, which is good. And again, the only thing that happened was that drawer flying out. Other than that, it smooth ride. So that's been really good. Before we left on the trip, I did put on brand new endurance tires. You know, the hot buzz is always what PSI are you running in the tires? Max cold is 80 PSI. I don't run max cold. I run between 65 and 70 pounds of air in those tires. This time I bumped them up. I bumped them up just a little bit, you know, right around 67, 68. It rolls perfect down the highway. We've not had any issues with that. I will say this, check your lug nuts daily. Very important. I carry a torque wrench, and lo and behold, every day that I've checked them, they needed torquing. I've had a couple of them that have needed torquing, and it makes me comfortable to know that I've got that torque wrench, and I do check those on the daily. The other thing I did today was I got out my Phillips screwdriver, went around on the inside. There were some loose screws. There were some stripped screws, which is unfortunate with the Airstream. I think I find too many of those. And my guess is because they use probably electric drivers, and they just over tighten everything. But I probably got about five or six screws that need to be replaced, and some of those even into the aluminum. So that needs to be taken care of. What else? You know, we have brought a few items with us that we probably won't bring again, but they're small. We also I had to get an ottoman. I bought an ottoman at Walmart, the one that you can pop the lid off and store things in there. And my wife and I are short, and that thing's come in handy. My wife loves it to actually put on her shoes in the morning. So I think that will be a definite keeper. What else? I mean, everything that we have purchased for this rig so far has worked out great. From our camp chairs, our Kelty camp chairs, to my light that extends on the pole. I love this thing. It's a little flashlight that goes on an extension pole. And it is so cool. It works by remote control, but what it does, it keeps the bugs away from you because they are attracted to the light. And that light's a good, 8 feet above us. And so that thing has worked out really well. The Blackstone grill, come on. Those of you that use Blackstones, you know that thing is just awesome to cook on. Our little Costco fire pit with the propane burner, works great as well. Yeah, I think everything for the most part works really good. Fort Wilderness, the spaces are massive. They really are. For backing in, it is a cinch. They've got a stainless steel sink looking thing for, to put your sewer drainage, your stinky slinky area there. They just really do it right. And I've noticed that when a rig pulls out, there's a team that comes in and they sanitize the whole area, which is really awesome, because when we pulled in, of course, the area was spotless. Yeah, very nice place to stay. Is it worth the money? Again, I think it is. It wouldn't be a place I'd probably stay for too long. We're here for 5 nights, and, some people here are a lot longer. We thought we'd be really cool with our pink flamingo, because this is the Pete and Pilar pink flamingo road trip. So we thought, we're going to be really cool by putting out our little pink flamingos. Well, were we ever outclassed? Holy smokes. Some of these folks have giant blow-up Disney characters. Some, their rigs are completely lit up with Disney stuff. One guy down the road was really cool. He actually put out an ice chest that had cold water for anybody that was walking by, and his rig was decked out to the nines with all kinds of cool stuff. My neighbor from New Jersey here, and he's got a beautiful setup out in front. Yeah, kind of puts ours to shame. We have been outdone, outclassed, and hey, guess what? That's the way it goes, I guess, right? But it's all in good fun. One thing I wanted to chat about was travel. This is our first trip across the United States, leaving from southern Utah all the way to Florida and beyond. Is it difficult? No. not difficult at all. In fact, for me, it is easier than driving my rig from southern Utah to Salt Lake City. How about the people? Because you know the world's changed, right? The people are just, they're crazy, you know? It's a changed world out there. Now, the people have been fantastic, especially, you know, the local people that we have met from Louisiana to Alabama to New Mexico, Texas. They have been hospitable, kind, and helpful. And I know people worry about that. They worry about what are they gonna run into out in the wilderness of the United States here. But you know, you're gonna run into kind folks. I mean, if you're looking for kindness, I really truly believe that you're gonna find it. You know, take a look at your own hometown. Take a look at your own area there. I bet you got crime. Every town has it. I bet you got people that break into things. And again, every town has it. So what's more scary, you know, from your town to the town out and about in Texas or Louisiana or Alabama? Nothing. They're just people. And for the most part, I believe in it, there's a lot of good people, a lot of kind people out in this world, and we have run into loads of them. So what in the world is next on the Pilar Pink Flamingo Tour? Well, I'm going to tell you. We're going to be here for a few more days. We're going to exit here on Friday, and we are going to go meet my cousin Will and his beautiful wife, Debbie. The cool thing is we're going to meet them in Savannah, Georgia, but we are going to have them on the podcast because they are world travelers. In fact, they just came back from Spain, and they are now in their 30-foot Airstream. So we're going to get to talk about world travel, the Airstream, what's working, what's not working, how much fun they're having now. I can't wait. It's going to be exciting. And again, the highlight on this trip was meeting family. It was meeting, again, my cousin Sharon out there in Oklahoma. Oklahoma was beautiful. It was just awesome. We were in Lawton, and again, it was just absolutely gorgeous. So yeah, family has been good. That's for sure. It's going to be great to see my cousins, and so excited about that. Now, how about the truck? How's that 2020 Ram 2500 doing? It's doing great. It doesn't know the trailer's back there, to be honest with you. We've been getting about 12 miles to the gallon, I would say. Diesel has been very inexpensive. So that's been good. I usually get it to half a tank and then I fill up, but it's been working great. The Rock Tamer mud flaps. You know, the Rock Tamers, they work awesome. Don't get me wrong here, but this last year I also added a mud flap to the back of the wheels there on the wheel wells. I added a good size mud flap just to mitigate those rocks being spewed up, because the Rock Tamers do blow up a little bit, and I was seeing some pings, and I think that those mud flaps that I, in addition to the Rock Tamers, have really helped out. But the truck has been going good. I did put, you know, I knew it, I put a bed slide in, so it would make getting the items easier from out of the back of the truck, because I'm short and it's tall. And I have a truck cap. I have a Lear cap on there. Well, one of the things that is a bit disappointing is, you know, having the bikes mounted, they're fork mounted in the back of the truck and the cap where they're safe and out of the weather. It's great. But it does prevent me from being able to pull the bed slide out and utilize it because the handlebars hit. I know people call this the old man truck cap, the ones that go with the roof line and then they pop up in the back. They call those the old man caps. Well, guess what? I'm an old man. I'm thinking about getting one of those old man caps, because if I had that, the bikes would slide out very easy. By the way, I apologize about a little bit of the feedback you're hearing, but I'm sitting outside. And if you're getting feedback, I don't care, because I'm comfortable and I'm enjoying this beautiful Florida day. But anyway, getting back to the truck, that's probably one of the changes that I will make down the road. Sell this cap and probably get an old man cap, because after all, it's about this whole adventure stuff and the trailer and the RV thing, it's about easy, isn't it? It's about being easy to set up, easy to get stuff out of the back of the truck and to be able to use it. Our bikes are working great. We've been touring around Fort Wilderness. My wife is on her Specialized e-bike. I'm on my Diverge gravel bike, and that's been good. I even got a 20-mile ride in today, so that was really nice. So, yeah, we are having the time of our life, and the pink Pete and Pilar Pink Flamingo Road Trip, as we're calling it. I wouldn't change a thing so far. I really wouldn't. And knock on wood, things are going to continue down that path as we travel on to, like I say, Savannah, Georgia next, and then it'll be North Carolina, and then it'll be the Smoky Mountain National Park in Tennessee, and then what's after that? We don't know. We don't care. We are on the road. So, with that being said, campers, dump the stinky slinky, hitch up, pull out the chocks, and remember, the best adventures are always the ones you least expect to take. Hey, until next time on Route to Adventure, this is Pete saying farewell and have a magical day.